The Snyderville Commission looked at the Enclave at Sun Peak project, which is located above Bear Hollow Drive and is being reduced from 35 to 33 units. However, according to Commission Chairman Colin DeFord, they continued that item until their July 8th meeting because some of the planners wanted more information on how other components of the project will be affected.
We wanted more information on the height out there. It's a consent decree for this development that they're amending. It wasn't necessarily about the density. It was just about we wanted a better understanding of the heights of the different buildings that are going in. We didn't have that information.
Now, this was actually originally proposed as a big hotel, no?
And possibly junior ski jumps.
Okay.
So
what we're getting instead are what, 33 separate units, or is it a condominium project?
It's a mix. There's a couple of single-family units, and there's, I think, one or two fourplexes, and then a couple of three and twoplexes out there that make up that 33.
On another item, the Planning Commission recommended to the County Council that they approve a development agreement that details an expansion to the Tanner Outlet Mall. DeFord said the project's been going through the county's approval process for the last year or two.
This is probably year number two on trying to get this agreement worked out with them. They had to go through a SPA agreement, which is a specially planned area, in order to increase the density and actually get the rights to build and add the 27,000 square feet that they're going to put on out there. So what we were coming up with, this was the first time that the Planning Commission saw the SPA agreement language. And so just diving into this, 100-plus page document, we're going through and just trying to make sure that everything is good.
There was some discussion about some of the commercial uses that the applicants requested for the mall.
They had an office in there for the uses, and then a fitness facility as well, and then restaurant. We just wanted some clarification. We struck the office part of the uses out there because we felt that that's not a very good income generator, and part of this whole deal with the spa was that it was going to generate certain amount of income in county taxes and such. And then the fitness facility, we just didn't feel went in with the uses of the outlet center out there. Restaurant's fine, but we wanted a clarification on what kind. We weren't looking for a large trip generator restaurant like a Chili's. We're looking for something like an Orange Julius or a hot dog on a stick, something like that. That's just you're out there, you're family shopping, you're hungry, you want a snack, and it's to service the needs of the people who are shopping there, not generate traffic just to come there.
Snyderville Planning Chairman Colin DeFord. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.